Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. Today, we're going to talk about an interesting subject that's kind of important to me. First of all, I want to start off by saying that I would like someone to take some time and look at my website, which is www.multiplexvitamins.com. It's a website that I'm using for vitamins, and what my plan is to donate a portion of it to a charity. So I urge everyone within the sound of my voice to at least go to the website. You'll see it on my host show, on my host page, and I will and I hope that everybody who listens to this show will take the time to go there and check it out. Jacqueline Patterson is with us today. Are you there, Jacqueline?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I hope you don't mind. I met Jacqueline through what happened was I was watching a movie called In Pot We Trust. And in it, there was a movie. It was about the legalization of marijuana and how some people feel that it should be legalized. Well, I was sitting at home watching it, and Jacqueline was being interviewed, and I gotta say, it really touched me seeing her, because I have CP myself, so I know what it's like. I don't have a stuttering problem that she has, but I do, but I sympathize with CP because I know what it is. And I just wanted to bring her on because I was really touched by her story. Are you there, Jacqueline?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
All right.
So, so Jacqueline, what got you started in this?
What got me started in the documentary area, or what got me started in medical cannabis?
Medical cannabis, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, just to lead into the other questions that I have for you.
Yeah. Fine. I guess what really got me started in medical cannabis was knowing from the time that I was a teenager that cannabis really helped me be more fluent. And then when I met my husband,
mm-hmm.
he had severe post-traumatic stress from childhood. And without cannabis, he could not deal.
I see.
And so really seeing the medical benefit for him led me to re-examine it, because I had turned away from cannabis once I was consecutively locked up in juvenile mental health facilities for smoking pot.
Let me ask you this. Do you think if pot were made legal that smoking tobacco would become less common?
I would hope so, because smoking tobacco has no medical I think there's a little medical value in the plant itself. I'm not sure what for, but smoking cigarettes will kill you.
Yeah, I've never heard of any.
And smoking cannabis has now been proven to not cause lung cancer. And I find it ironic that the United States government regulates one and has completely bastardized the the safe, effective remedy for thousands of diseases and disorders.
You know,
I also find it funny that the Philip Morris Home Company has fields on which they will grow cannabis once it becomes legal.
I have another question for you. Is this okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You know, I noticed, and I hate to say this, but the only reason I'm asking this is because, one, it's something I want to know, and two, maybe this might help you explain some things. When you stutter, are you in physical pain, or is it mostly just psychological? Like, is it embarrassing? Because I stutter
because the muscles that I use to speak with spasm, which I only recently gathered.
Okay.
And the muscle spasms can be quite painful, especially if I am going through a hard block. Cannabis, it not only decreases the occurrence of the muscle spasms that caused me to stutter to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But it decreases the pain of the spasms I do have.
Okay, so you are in. Are you in pain right now?
A little bit, but it's really not that bad.
Okay, so yeah, okay. That's interesting. I was just wondering about that because it has to do because, you know, UFCP, I know, and I tend to, like, I have it too. And sometimes, like, for instance, one of the things that really used to be very painful is handwriting because my handwriting looks like a 5-year-old's, but I can type really, really good, you know.
Really, really, well, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
I have the same problem, actually.
Right.
So.
Why is pot illegal, in your opinion?
Why? I have several theories about that.
Okay.
Maybe someone in power realized that if they could convince an entire population that a plant vital to human survival was really this horribly addictive drug. They knew they could get their puppets to do whatever they wanted to. I think that a more realistic response is that someone in power in the 20s and 30s was bigoted and used cannabis as a way to target the Mexican community, and then because nobody wants to admit that they are bigoted, the United States has tried to cover up medical cannabis research for the past 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason I think that it remains illegal.
Okay.
Because nobody really knows what's going on.
Let me ask you another question.
Okay.
If there's anything more you wanted to say on this, or are you done with that? Or
I just, you guys, if anybody is listening, go to medicalcannabis.com and read the study that was done on four of the remaining federal cannabis patients, because you will find that not only is cannabis great medicine, but the side effects when compared with nearly all of the pharmaceuticals, the side effects of cannabis are really very mild.
Okay,
I think I'm done with that now.
All right, here's the next question.
Okay.
What do you think of the typical stereotype of those who smoke pot? There seems to be sort of a stereotype. Have you noticed?
There's a huge stereotype, and yes, I have it slammed in my face every time I try to speak to somebody in the Midwest who has no idea of the medical use. I hear it from legislators. We see it. The stereotypical lazy, stupid, stoner pothead is quite glorified in the media.
You know, what's funny is, I just want to add to this, not to interrupt, but when I watched the movie In Pot We Trust, and they were talking about, they showed all the legislators talking about arguing against the legalization of it, what I noticed was there really wasn't anybody that could argue in the first person, you know, that they didn't think marijuana should be kept legal. It was always someone else that they knew, that they saw. You know, it doesn't seem to be doesn't seem to be the case with other drugs. Like, nobody seems to argue that people that have done cocaine, quit cocaine, they don't want to ever do it again. You know, they don't want to ever touch it. But,
well, like, in the Missouri medical cannabis bill began because a very because a staunch opponent of medical cannabis was diagnosed with cancer. And he saw firsthand what good it did. He never admitted to using it, but he said that a lot of the patients he saw going through chemo did. And the reason I got involved was because I could not set the example for my children to break an unjust law and do nothing mean to change it.
Right.
And that has cost me one of my children.
Really?
Yes.
When?
Really. There was a hearing in Iowa on July 12th that I could not get to because I'm still trying to get set up here. And even if I could, it would not have been possible for me to defend myself pro se without the use of cannabis, which the judge is against. I would like to say that that I was arrested in that state last year, and they noted on my conviction for cannabis that I use for medical reasons. And I sued that state for disability discrimination. Six years ago now. So I think that I will be doing that again soon, so that I can bring my son home where he belongs.
Where is he now?
So he's in Manly, Iowa.
But where is he now? I mean, have you talked to him?
Yes. Yes. That is where he is now. And I speak to him. His father has threatened to sue me for custody for years. He threatened to sue me because I was homeschooling, and then he sued me because I had to move to California for medical reasons and to avoid the harsh penalties of the law in the Midwest. And I just, he is completely using the system to his advantage. I let Jade go out there when he got done with school, because when we came to California, I found the best school in the entire world for my children to go to. And I am going to fight so that they can grow up in a morally justified community.
Do you think you and everyone else who agrees with you is winning the or losing the battle in making pot illegal?
I don't think there's... I'm not sure that you can define it in those terms, because they have the guns. You know, we are fighting for compassion,
mm-hmm,
and for truth, and for justice. And I don't think that you can really ever lose when that is what you stand for. But they have the guns, and they can go bust clubs. And I am working on something right now, kind of a spin-off of the documentary, only with my creative vision as opposed to the writer-directors, because when I first got involved with the documentary, it was about the federal patients. And I've got to say I was a little bit disappointed at how it went.
You mean the movie The Pot We Trust?
Yeah, but
actually, it's like a pretty good movie to me, but you can...
Well, that's good, and I am glad that it was so well received. But now I'm ready to show people what I can do. Because I loved being behind the scenes way more than I loved being in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you should look at it a little bit more positive, because, I mean, if it wasn't for that movie, I probably wouldn't have known who you were.
That's true. And I don't have a negative opinion of the movie. My story is what a friend of mine told me he could use to show his family the difference between a lazy stoner and a medical cannabis patient.
Yeah,
and that is a remarkable thing, because, like I said, I've been trying to do that for years. So I'm really glad the movie was made. And I think that there are many more stories that need to be told.
Right.
And I look forward to telling them.
That's good.
Yeah.
We have about 2.5 minutes left. Is there anything left you want to say, or?
I would like anyone who listens to this to go to medicalcannabis.com and read the research and to sign up for the 2008 conference. I believe it's going to be in Monterey, California.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't called your congressman, your senator, your state legislators to support compassionate, safe access of medical cannabis to patients who truly need it, please, please, please get right on that.
Okay, well, thank you. It's been a real
thank you.
Pleasure to interview you, and an honor, by the way.
Why, thank you. It was, today, last year, I gave my first speech, and today, this year, I'm giving my first radio interview, so it's really cool.
Were you excited about this all day?
So thank you. Yes, I was.
Really? Why?
I was, what?
Why?
Because it's a way to get the word out. about medical cannabis to members of the disabled community who have enough stigma in their lives and probably don't want to deal with that of being a lazy, stupid stoner.
By the way, we're off the air now, so you. But I tell you, that was really a great interview. Thank you for.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you know. I hope we can come on again if there's ever anything that you have my number, you know, and I have
yeah.
space. Because if there's everything, because you know, like you said, you want to do documentaries and things. If there's ever something that you're doing. Or any movies you're making, because you said you wanted to make films.
Well, next weekend I'm doing a gallery showing from the homeless shelter that we've been staying in
for the past few months. We're not on the air, but what I will do is this.
No, I know. I didn't think that we were. It was my last. Was my comment about the members of the
Yes, you did. Yes, I believe that was on the air, yes.
Okay. Because I want to write that down. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to remember it.
Okay, well, thank you. I hope it helped.
Me too. We'll just kind of have to wait and see and play it out. I had fun.
Okay. And,
so thank you.
Well, you know, I was really touched by the movie. I was like, you know, this. I wanted to know who this woman was, so I looked it up on YouTube. When your name popped up, I was like, okay, you know what? I'd like to talk to this woman. You know.
Yeah.
So I looked you up on MySpace, and I thought I really would like to interview this lady. So.
Yeah, I need to redo my MySpace page too.
Okay.
So I keep. Meaning to do that and just never getting around to it.
All right, well, thank you. I'll check on this interview on my radio page later, and it should be up, I believe, in the archives.
Okay, cool.
Right.
So just send me the links, and I'll be in touch. And
of course.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I will treat you later.
Right, bye.